Welcome to the Power of Food podcast. We are so excited to bring you evidence-based nutrition information focusing on addressing the root cause for imbalance. Food has the power to help you achieve lifelong optimal health without the side effects of prescription medication. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast platform. I am Stacy Seslowski, functional nutrition registered dietitian.
And I am Leah Grace Barrick, functional nutritionist.
Hi, Leah, and hi, everybody. Welcome to the Power of Food podcast. Today, it is just Leah and I am so excited to talk with Leah today because she specializes in addressing women with who do have hormone imbalances. So I am so excited to learn from Leah about some of the strategies that she uses to help women with hormone imbalances, and then even learn more about some of the specific services that Leah offers. Hi, Leah. Welcome to the podcast today.
Hey, Stacey. Super excited to do our solo episode. We've been having a lot of really awesome guests on, and we've been talking about doing an episode with just us for a while, but we both have had really busy schedules, so I'm glad this could work, and I'm so excited to talk about hormones today because we haven't really actually dived into this topic on the podcast, I don't think.
We haven't, and we were just talking, Leah and I, off air for a few seconds about just how important this topic is, how many women are struggling with hormone imbalances, might not even know it, you know, dealing with uncomfortable periods every single month, mood swings and bloating and all kinds of things that are not normal. So I can't wait to ask you some questions here, Leah, about how you handle these kinds of things. Let's just get started by saying, how do women know if they have hormone imbalances?
Yeah, absolutely. So I love this question because so many women have imbalanced hormones and have absolutely no idea. I just posted an Instagram post about this today with some of the most common signs and symptoms I see. And I myself had no idea for so many years. And like I grew up pretty healthy, but I used to have really bad PMS, acne, cramping, super heavy periods, really bad back pain with my periods, and fatigue. And I just, you know, thought this was normal, right? Because like in our society, everyone tells us, oh, that's just part of being a woman. That's just part of getting your period. It's to be expected. There's memes about it, you know. And so when I was 18 was the first time I was put on hormonal birth control. And I went on the pill and I got so sick. I actually haven't talked about this publicly that much, but it made me really, really sick for a long time. And it just did not work with my body. I eventually switched to an IUD. So I did the Skyla IUD, which was fine for about a year. And then I started getting symptoms again. I had spotting, I was just having bloating, all of these things. And then, you know, of course, went to my doctor. And what did they do? They put me on a different IUD. So I was on the Mirena. And again, I didn't stop spotting. And my hormones were all over the place. And unfortunately, this is what happens to so many women, right? You go to your doctor and they're just like, here's some birth control. I really don't know what to tell you. So finally, I was like, I am over this. And I went off hormonal birth control. And then, of course, I had some of those post-birth control symptoms, which, again, we don't talk about in society, right? Like people think they can just come off of birth control and be totally fine, get pregnant, you know. And a lot of women I see have major, major symptoms after coming off birth control. So after that, like I had super long cycles. And that was actually the first time I started thinking about, oh, I might actually have a hormone problem. That's when I was learning about functional medicine. I thought at the time, maybe it was PCOS, and my doctor didn't think so at the time. And then I entered grad school, which is again where Stacy and I met, and was getting my master's degree in nutrition and functional medicine. And as anyone who's been in grad school knows, it is very, very stressful, right? And stress is like the number one thing that can totally throw your hormones out of whack. So I went from having these super long periods to these really, really short periods, like 20 days or so. And at the time, still didn't really have any idea why. I was also dealing with a lot of skin issues at the time, gut issues, and, you know, SIBO, all of these things, which are all interrelated. And now, you know, looking back, I know what was happening. I probably wasn't ovulating during that time, which is a big problem, even if you don't want to get pregnant. So I started to dive into hormones more. And I realized that my hormones were totally out of whack and started to implement a lot of the things that we were learning in our program, Stacey. So I started to feel so much better, really understand my body, you know, I got rid of my acne, my skin cleared up, my periods are now normalized for the most part. And, you know, I have a 28-day cycle on the dot pretty much. Like if I'm doing all the things, of course, you know, certain things can throw that off, whether it's travel or just being off your routine. But now I know why, and I can get myself back on track so much easier, which is what I teach my clients too. And it's so empowering to understand what's happening in your cycle and know like, okay, this is happening. I was doing this. Let me switch this around. And it can really make such a big difference. So your period really is your monthly report card, but it's not just PMS that can make women know that they have period problems. So of course, PMS, super normalized in our society, super common, not actually normal. So if you have PMS, and that could be anything from like mood swings, fatigue, acne, bloating, cramping, breast tenderness, breast swelling, headaches are a big one that I see as well with women, that is not normal. That's your body telling you that something is up. Something needs to be addressed. It's basically like begging you to look under the hood, to dive deeper and fix whatever is causing that. So that is one way to know if you do have a hormone problem. Another is looking at your actual period. So if you have irregular periods, if it comes at different times and you're not ever really sure when you're gonna get it, or if you have no periods. So you should be pretty regular. It doesn't have to be 28 days. That's kind of on average what most women have as their length, but anywhere from 21 to 35 days is actually considered normal as long as it's consistent. So as long as you get it the same time every month, and a lot of women actually lose their cycles if they're really stressed out or they're under eating or they're over exercising or they're cutting out food groups or they're intermittent fasting. You know, there's so many things that can contribute to that. So that's something to look at as well. And then also looking at, you know, are your periods really heavy? So if you're losing more than about 5 tablespoons of blood per cycle, that could signify a hormone imbalance as well. Or if you're bleeding past 7 days. So 7 days is on the long end of the spectrum. Anything more, you really want to look into that. And then short periods as well. So anything under 3 days or less. Another thing that a lot of women don't realize is tied into hormones, but is weight gain and inability to lose weight. So I see a lot of women being told, eat less, exercise more, right? That's been, you know, count your calories. That's been the common thing to tell women, and that can actually make your hormone problems worse. So definitely, you know, things like estrogen dominance can tie into this. If you're gaining weight and you're not sure why, or, you know, you feel like you're doing anything and you're still either gaining weight or you can't lose weight, blood sugar problems tie into this as well. Some other things to look out for that might signify a hormone problem are hair loss. So especially kind of like male pattern hair loss. So losing hair around like your temple area, or excess hair growth as well on your face or your body. And then acne is another one too. So especially around the chin, or cyclical acne, which just means, you know, when your period is coming, you break out. That can be another sign that you have a hormone problem as well. And all of these things, again, are just your body trying to communicate with you that something is up. So depression, anxiety, mood swings, these are big ones that women struggle with as well. I often hear things like, I don't feel like myself, or I feel like I'm a monster around my period is what I hear a lot. So if you feel like that, again, that is not normal. You do not have to feel that way. It's likely a hormone imbalance. Digestive issues, gut problems, those are also tied in with hormones. And then of course, you know, fertility problems. So Usually when most women realize they have a hormone issue is when they're actually trying to get pregnant, right? Because you try to get pregnant, you think it can happen. We're always told, oh my gosh, you can get pregnant any day of the month, right? We had sex ed and just like fear mongering about getting pregnant. And so most women, I think like, oh, I'll just be able to get pregnant whenever I want, right? And if you have hormone problems, that might not be the case. A lot of women have, you know, low progesterone, and that can really tie into hormone problems that will make getting pregnant really difficult. Maybe thyroid problems going on, same idea. So definitely, I highly recommend if you are looking at getting pregnant anywhere down the line, look at your hormones now and investigate any of those imbalances, and it will just make your life so much easier. Sleep issues is another one. I know Stacey and I talk about this a lot, but especially if you have low progesterone, that can make it really difficult to fall asleep, stay asleep, especially right before your period. So I hear that from women a lot as well. And then low libido as well. So this isn't talked about a lot, but this is a huge problem. So many women who come to me have low libido, and that absolutely can signify a hormone problem. And then headaches and migraines. So I mentioned that before, but that's really tied in with estrogen as well. So that is a huge list. I'm very aware of that. And that's partly, you know, hormones are so complex. And as Stacey and I talk about on the podcast a lot and with functional medicine, all of the body systems are interconnected. And you know, most women dealing with these problems are either disregarded by their doctors, right? Like they're all making it up, or the doctors don't think it's as big a deal as the women are thinking, or they're just given hormonal birth control, right? And that doesn't get to the root cause. That is a band-aid solution. And likely when you decide to come off the birth control, your problems are going to be even worse. So I always say the analogy of like, that is the equivalent of the check engine light goes off in your car. And instead of taking your car to the mechanic, you just turn the light off and you're like, okay, that's fine. We're just not going to deal with that. We're going to just, you know, keep on keeping on. And here's this thing to just kind of cover up your symptoms in the short term. And the other piece of this is to remember, like, it's not actually your hormones that are the problem. They're kind of the last stop on the train of things that have gone wrong in your body. And they're basically communicating with you and screaming at you at this point to take care of things upstream. So those are kind of the main things to look at, and that will probably signify if you have hormone problems. And it's estimated that about 80% of women will struggle with hormone problems at some point in your life. So it definitely affects the majority of women, and quite frankly, isn't talked about enough. And most women are struggling so much with this, like Stacey and I were talking about before we began. And it's so sad because you don't have to be struggling with these things.
It's so funny that you said that percent, because I was literally just going to ask you. I think there's like a majority of women who, even if they haven't struggled with these things their entire lives, they've certainly struggled with them for part of their lives. And when you think about how often our period comes, these symptoms could literally be affecting women 2 weeks out of every single month. I mean, it's just totally unfair. So thank you for bringing light to this and for letting women know that this doesn't have to continue, that this is a sign of a deeper imbalance that can be reversed or changed, and sometimes as easily as just by changing your diet. But can you give a little more information about those underlying causes? Like, what does cause these hormones to become imbalanced?
Totally. Yeah. So usually it's more than one thing, right? It's not like this one thing made your hormones go out of whack. So first and foremost, stress. As I mentioned before, stress is probably the number one thing that can contribute to hormone problems. And as you know, most people are under a very, very high amount of stress. So, you know, your body actually shuts down when it's under stress. And what does it not want? It does not want you to get pregnant if you're in a stressful environment, right? It's trying to protect you. And so that can really shut down a lot of those processes that need to occur in order for your hormones to be balanced. So stress, first and foremost, is so important to address. blood sugar imbalances is a huge one. So I'm running a sugar-free challenge right now for the week on my Instagram. And part of that is just tied into blood sugar. And so many people have imbalanced blood sugar and have absolutely no idea. And quite frankly, don't even really understand blood sugar, right? Like we only hear about it with diabetes. And if you don't have diabetes, then you don't have to worry about it, right? And that is so far from the truth. And so whenever I work with clients, it's always the first thing we address is blood sugar because it makes such a big difference and it can directly cause hormone problems. So that's a huge one. And then just poor diet overall. So this could be, you know, deficiencies in certain nutrients, which are very, very common. It could also be not eating enough, which is really common for women, especially eating too much of the wrong things, which can contribute to inflammation or blood sugar problems or food sensitivities. So different factors of your diet could be contributing to your hormone hormone imbalances, as could, you know, not enough of certain macronutrients. So not eating enough protein, not eating enough healthy fat. All of our hormones are made from fat. So we need to have those healthy fats in our diet. Also things like cutting out all carbs, which is really, really common right now. You need carbs to ovulate and you need to ovulate to have healthy hormones. So those are some of those things that can also contribute. Inflammation as well is a big one that can contribute. And a lot of people have chronic underlying inflammation from a variety of different things, diet, toxins in our environment, stress, all of these things are really interconnected. But inflammation is definitely something that you want to address as well. Toxins are a big one. So either exposure to toxins and or detox problems. So your body not actually being able to get the toxins out. And so you need to get these toxins out. You know, there's environmental toxins that mimic estrogen in your body. They're called xenoestrogens and they are everywhere. So unless you're making like a really conscious effort to not expose yourself to them, it's very likely that you are probably daily. And then your hormones themselves can turn toxic too. So you need to be able to get those excess hormones out of your body. So, you know, a lot of that is through the stool. And so if you're constipated, you know, that alone can lead to problems as well. Intermittent fasting, I just wanted to mention that one too. So that can contribute. That acts like a stressor. As I mentioned, most people are way too stressed out. So if you think about your stress bucket and it's already full and you add intermittent fasting to that, it's going to overflow and your body will respond not in good ways. So typically, you know, a 12-hour overnight fast is okay for most women. And at certain times in your cycle, you might be able to do a bit longer if that's something you're really, really wanting to do. But for most women who are under a lot of stress and who do have hormone problems, intermittent fasting is just, you know, going to be so not what you want to be doing. You want to eat regularly and nourish yourself and really focus on what you can add in rather than taking out and going long periods without eating. Another one is over-exercising and under-fueling, especially with HIIT, so high-intensity interval training, cardio training. And again, going back to that thing where I was talking about most women, they're like, I need to eat less and exercise more, right? Like, especially if you're trying to lose weight. And most women get so frustrated because that doesn't work, right? Like if it worked, we wouldn't be dealing with the things we're dealing with right now. So a lot of women are overdoing it on the exercise. They're not doing the right kinds of exercise. And then they're not eating enough to fuel those workouts as well. And so tying into that, even things like chronic dieting and restriction, which many women do, you know, throughout their lives, like some women start so young, it's so sad, quite frankly, because we have these really unrealistic expectations of, you know, our bodies and what our bodies should look like. And we're constantly exposed to social media telling us to be skinnier and skinnier and all of these things. And so these women are just dieting and it's a stressor to the body again. And so most people actually end up gaining more weight than when they started after going on these diets. And then lastly, you know, I mentioned birth control before, but hormonal birth control in and of itself can, you know, contribute to these hormone problems, which is not talked about. And I'm in no way against birth control. Like, I really think you should do whatever is best for your body, but What I am for is informed consent. And most women do not get this, right? Like you go to the doctor and the doctor's handing it out like candy. And it's not really spoken about that there are other options. And I talk about this with clients. And of course, you know, your body, your choice, you do what's best for you. But I know so many women who are like, I wish I did not do that. It totally messed me up. So again, I know those are a lot of different things. I address all of those in, you know, my work with clients, in my group hormone healing program that's coming up. And I know it can feel so overwhelming and so intimidating when women start to realize like, okay, yes, I have a hormone problem. Now what do I do? And you look at all these things and it's like, oh my gosh, that's really overwhelming. So I try to make it really easy, really simplified for people, really actionable steps that you can, you know, put into your life that are going to be sustainable. They're not these short-term fixes where you feel like you're, quote, falling off the wagon because there's no wagon that you're on. We're just, you know, incorporating these healthy, sustainable lifestyle changes that make you feel so good, you don't want to go back to how you were eating before.
Yeah. I mean, I completely just like right in line with everything that you're saying. I mean, that emphasizing that whole part about women just trying to constantly cut their calories, over exercise, intermittent fasting, a lot of, and I fell for it too, because we were exposed even in our graduate program to research that would show that if you would be, you know, fasting for a certain period of time, that you would create new cells and it was so healthy for us. And I think where it went wrong was that a lot of that research was done on men. And women are taken out of those studies because women have a menstrual cycle, and that would be a confounding factor in the studies. So they take women out, they only study on men, and then whatever results they get, then they tell us that we can just extrapolate from those results. And it's just not true. Women and men are not the same. We have our hormones are very different from men's balance of hormones. And, you know, that information is just not going to be appropriate for us. So thank you for highlighting that. Can you give our audience a little bit of an understanding of what it feels like to have balanced hormones?
Totally. And I just want to comment on your point. Thank you for bringing that up because it is so important. The studies are done on men. And I think it's Dr. Stacey Sims that says women are not small men. And she is just a powerhouse in that area. She's amazing. But yeah, it's just all these studies are done on men because they think women are too confusing, right? With our changing cycles. And then, you know, when women do these things that the studies are recommending, they get the opposite results as, you know, their husband or their guy friends or their uncle or whatever. And they're like, oh, it must be me, right? And society tells them it's their fault. And it's not their fault. Like, we should be having more studies. It's half the population is women. And so, yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. Thank you for that. But yes, yeah, so many women don't actually know what it feels like for your hormones to be balanced. It's so far from your reality. And, you know, what I find with working with women is they have no idea how bad they feel until they start to feel better. I'm sure you experience this with your clients too, Stacey, but like to have a period and not have PMS, like you might even forget that your period is coming. That honestly happens to me sometimes. Like I just don't even have any PMS. And then it's like, oh, right, it's day 28. Like, and that's actually normal. So, you know, we need to stop normalizing this PMS and being sidelined by your period every month. And so when your hormones are balanced, you're going to have more balanced energy throughout the month, throughout the day too. Even once you balance your blood sugar, you're not going to have that 3 p.m. slump where all you want to do is lay on the couch. You're not going to get hangry, right? You're going to have a normal sex drive, right? Like you're actually going to want to have sex, which so many women, they come, they're like, I just like never want to have sex. Balanced mood. So again, I hear this a lot from women once we start working together. They're like, I feel like myself again, right? Like I feel like a human. I don't feel like a monster that I was before. You're able to optimize your body composition better when your hormones are balanced. So you're actually able to put on muscle and you're actually able to lose extra fat if you have fat you want to lose, especially around the midsection, I know is a big stressor for a lot of women. So those as well, like you'll actually get better results from your training as well. If you're fueling yourself well and your hormones are balanced, you'll sleep better, you'll wake up feeling rested, your skin will be clear, you won't have acne around your period or the rest of the month. Your gut is going to function better. You'll poop every day. 1 to 3 times a day is normal. So if you're pooping less, you're constipated, you won't feel bloated, and you'll just feel good throughout the month. Like I said, like so many women are walking around feeling like zombies and just like getting by. And you know, that you get so used to feeling like crap that you forget, right? Like you forget what it feels like to feel amazing. And my goal and why I'm so passionate about this is because women can feel so much better. And imagine what you can accomplish, right? When you feel like you're on top of the world. And so that's really, you know, why I love this work with women, because it really makes such a big difference in all aspects of your life when you're feeling so much better.
Yeah, 100%. I think that people, like you just mentioned, women don't even know what it feels like to feel normal all the time and not have to, you know, worry about that week leading up to their period where they're going to be so uncomfortable, or worry about it not coming, or it, you know, or it coming too soon, or all, and all the mood changes that happen. I mean, yes, I agree with you. And I don't think that we're ever told that these things don't have to happen. So I personally appreciate the work that you're doing. And I know, I'm sure every woman that works with you does too. Can you give a little more information about your program? I'm so excited for it. Kind of tell us like the topics that you cover and how you walk women through that process.
Totally. I am so excited about this program. So my goal is to really make it as easy as possible for women to actually understand how to heal your hormones and to find balance, because there's so much noise and confusion out there, right? It's like the Google rabbit hole where you go in and you come out 2 hours later more confused than when you went in. So my goal is really to empower women so that they understand what they need to do and they can easily implement it into their own lives. So it's a 6-week program. The content opens January 1st. So this is a really great way to start the new year again, when most people are looking to revamp their diet. Anyways, unfortunately, most women take this time to do these super restrictive diets, right? But I'm urging you to rethink this. The exercise more, eat less doesn't work, right? So you might even need to eat more of the right things and exercise less, but do the right kinds of exercise. So we'll be talking about all of those things in the program. And I'll just kind of briefly run through, you know, what each of the weeks looks like. So in the first week, we're going to do some background. So I'm going to help you understand like why hormones are imbalance, what hormones actually are, hormone basics, because most people have absolutely no idea like what is even happening throughout the month with your hormones, right? So we'll look at the menstrual cycle. We'll look at what a normal cycle actually looks like. And this is far more in depth than what most of us learned in sex ed, which is like pretty much the extent of what most people understand about their bodies. So I also will help you understand like what your specific unique imbalance is in your body. And we'll talk about the most common hormone sabotaging mistakes that women do and what to do instead. And then we'll really focus on starting the day off strong with a morning that will help balance your hormones. So waking up and what to do first thing in the morning to make sure that you are setting the stage for the rest of the day with hormone healthy practices. So that's week one. Week two, we do that blood sugar deep dive. So we talk all about blood sugar. We talk about hormone friendly exercise versus the exercise that's going to make your hormones not so happy. We'll talk a little bit about cycle syncing your workouts. So throughout your cycle, you have different amounts of energy, different strengths, all of that. So we'll dive into that a bit. And then we'll talk a little bit about weight gain and, you know, again, getting out of that calories in, calories out model and what to focus on instead if weight loss is one of your goals. In week three, we dive into nutrients. So we look at those macronutrients, we look at those micronutrients, we go through protein, fat, and carb and help you understand the best combination and sources for your hormones. We look at the best nutrient-dense foods for hormones. We look at the difference between animal-based and plant-based foods for nutrient density and hormone health. And then we look at that inflammation. So causes of inflammation, what in your life might be contributing to your inflammation, and then how to actually decrease that. In week four, we dive into gut health. So addressing those gut imbalances, optimizing your bowel movements. Again, most people are very constipated, I find. So working on that, as well as bloating. So what to do to prevent bloating, treat bloat, what that might be a sign of as well. Then in week five, we look at sleep, stress, and detox. So we look at improving your sleep with nutrition and lifestyle. We look at stress, how to decrease your stress with foods and lifestyle and really support those adrenal glands, which are those little glands that pump out cortisol, your stress hormone. I'm also a yoga teacher and a meditation practitioner, which many people probably don't know, but we will be looking at some mind-body healing modalities with that as well to help with stress. And then detox. So we'll look at avoiding those common sources of toxins, those xenoestrogens I mentioned, and how to help your body healthfully detox. And then in our last week, we're kind of tying everything together. We'll look at cycle syncing, which is basically, you know, lining your life up with where you are at in your cycle, because we are cyclical beings rather than, you know, living in this very linear world, and looking at how to actually do that. We'll look at lab testing, so what labs to ask your doctor for. We'll look at some other healing modalities, and then we'll really just tie everything together and talk about next steps. So that's a overview of the program. Hopefully that was helpful, Stacey.
Oh my gosh, that is so full of valuable information. I think I might need to sign up myself. But that really is, I'm so impressed, and I really hope that women understand how important this is. There's not one single woman in the world that couldn't benefit from most of what you're talking about. So yeah, I'm excited for it. Are these like live classes? Is it like group? Can people communicate with each other? How does that all work?
Yeah, great question. So the content is recorded. So it opens every week. You'll get the weekly content. You'll get the meal plans. And then we have a live session every Wednesday. So you have the live sessions, and that's where you can bring your questions. That's where, you know, we'll do coaching. That's where you can get community support for every week. And so if you are looking to, if you're interested or you want to sign up, you do need to schedule a 20-minute call with me. So it's just a free application call before signing up, just to make sure that it's a good fit for you and for what you're looking for. And the first content, the first week's content is released January 1st. So there is an early bird discount as well that ends December 15th. You can get $100 off the program. So if you are interested, definitely, you know, sign up for that free call with me sooner rather than later. But yes, the content is recorded, so you can listen to it whenever is convenient for you. And then if you can't make the live call, it will be recorded as well. You can submit your questions beforehand, and I'll be sure to answer those during that live call as well. And then you also have, you know, the community support. I think that is really awesome too. You know, there's been studies looking at it getting better results with health interventions in a group setting. And so I just love that, especially with women, having like a women-only space to talk about these things and support one another as well. And yeah, as you can tell, I'm very excited about the program. You also get, you know, handouts every week that you can download. You get 6 weeks of meal plans, recipe books. And these are really great if you feel like you have decision fatigue and you get overwhelmed. It really takes the guesswork out of figuring out what the heck to eat every week. I know that's a big thing people struggle with as well. And then if you sign up too, you also get 15% off any supplements from my online supplement dispensary. So those are kind of more of the logistics for the program.
Awesome. How refreshing it is to be able to start off a new year and not be having to diet and hit the gym 10 times harder than before. And for any of you that do not know, Leah's Instagram. She makes food that looks absolutely amazing. I'm hungry every time I see anything that she posts, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I can like prepare food as efficiently and delicious looking as you do. So I hope everybody checks out your Instagram page. So can you give women some information on where they can find this, how to contact you and register?
Yeah, definitely. So you can email me, leah@gracefunctionalnutrition.com with any questions. Like Stacey said, I am on Instagram. My handle is @gracefunctionalnutrition. And then you can go ahead and go to my website, www.gracefunctionalnutrition.com. And there you will see the link to schedule that free call with me. So you can go ahead and do that. And of course, feel free to reach out if you have any questions about the program or anything like that. And I would love to chat more about it with you.
Thank you so much, Leah, for sharing all this information. I'm so excited for you. I hope every woman signs up for this.
Thanks, Stacey.
It's nice to see everybody, and we'll see you next time with the Power of Food podcast.